This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. 62 years ago today, near a little Colorado town called Grenada, a World War II internment camp was closed down. Thousands of Japanese Americans had been detained at Camp Amache. Today, some local high school students are restoring parts of the camp and researching its history. And as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, they're telling others what they're learning.
Camp Amache doesn't look like much today. The buildings are gone. But junior Riley Widener says look more closely and you'll see signs of the camp. The trees, for example, they stand out on the high plains.
And they're all still nice in nice, perfectly straight lines. But some of them, they're starting to die because of the drought lately.
Widener says students tend to the trees, mow the grass, and keep tidy a small children's cemetery. But on a recent evening in Colorado Springs, he and his colleagues were thinking more about their presentation.
Good evening. My name is Riley Widener, and we are the Amache Preservation Society.
The society also is a hands-on history class at Grenada High School. Teacher John Hopper began the program about 15 years ago. He coordinates work at the camp, and he drives students around the region for presentations like this one to the Japan-America Society of Southern Colorado. Students say the camp was named in honor of the Native American wife of a local community leader. And they point out that there were more than 7,000 people in the camp. Quite a lot, considering there are only 500 people living in Grenada now.
December 7th, 1941.
The presentation includes a video with President Roosevelt's famous speech and interviews with Japanese Americans who remember the day Pearl Harbor was bombed.
And we thought, what the heck is coming on? And that's how it all started.
Toward the end of the presentation, student Amanda Silva reads from a speech written by a valedictorian from the high school within the camp.
So unmindful of the searchlights reflecting in my windows, I sat down and tried to recall all the things that were taught to me in my history, sociology, and American life classes.
In the middle of World War II, this student wrote that she believed the U.S. is a country that learns from its mistakes. And she expressed hope the same would happen once the internment camps were closed.
Do I believe this? Do my classmates believe this? Yes, with all our hearts. Because in that faith, in that hope, is my future, our future, and the world's future.
These students hope their traveling presentation will encourage others to remember the internment camps. They also hope to encourage more visitors to come to the campsite in southeast Colorado. In coming years, they plan to reconstruct several of the barracks and a guard tower that once occupied the land. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.